Okay, so this is the third podcast about learning was, and here we're going to start with N for November, D for Delta, and B for Bravo. NDB, which as you know is an abbreviation for non-directional beacons, and NDBs actually send just a two or three letter, I can't remember which, ID in Morse. I was once on a Brittany ferry and the radio operator would record NDBs and play them back with her cassette tape recorder, and she was amazed that I was actually licensed at 12 words a minute, because as a professional radio officer on Brittany Ferry, she had no Morse code training whatsoever. So this is an N. Okay. Da dit. And then this is a D. Da did it. D. Remember, we came across it with DE. We'll come back to that. So we have N, D, and the third in the series is B for Bravo. So that's N, D, B. Non-directional beacon. And this, I'm actually going to go on a little excursion now about Morse that you might hear on the band, and this is the theme of this one. So let's start with 73, and you might wonder why 7 and why 3, and the answer is that it sounds like this. So it's back to front. Da da di di dit. And then the other way around. Did it, did, da, da. Whoops. Sorry. Sorry, the arm's playing up tonight. So, 73. And you might have heard the expression, best 73, and people saying that's a crazy thing to say because 73 means best wishes. So what does best wishes mean? Best wishes mean? And I'll try to explain that by playing it to you in Morse code. So this is best. Da, 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 B, E, S, T. And again. And when you play it with 73, you get a wonderful rhythmical sound that you will hear at the end of a lot of QSOs, something like this. Best 73. It only works in Morse code. Listen to it again. Yeah? Best 73. And that's just one of the ways in which individual operators personalise their sending. So when you start on the bands, what's the first thing that you do? Quite often you hear people tuning up and then they do a question mark. There's no need to learn all the pro signs, but just listen to this. You will suddenly hear people doing it. Or they do QRL and a question mark. There's that question again. And then they wait, and nobody's there, we hope. And some of the old-fashioned operators will start with a series of V for Victor. Beethoven's Fifth. VVV. And then they'll give their call sign. They'll do CQ, CQ. And usually I send it three times. I don't know why, it's just what I do. DE, and then their own call sign. And then if it's a general call, you give a K, K for kilo, which is an invitation to transmit. Once you've established communication and say it's G0SFJ to W1AW, and I only want to contact W1AW because he's come back to me, then I'll do a KN. Okay, KN. So, and then your call. And then, now if you ever get into a conversation with people, and mostly I don't because my speed on my key is not good enough nowadays, there's a few common Q codes. So QTH, Quebec Tango Hotel, as you know, is your location. Do that again. QTH, and often you will hear something like thanks for the QSO, then the QSO is okay, so this is QTH and QSO. And usually the sort of mindless exchange that you get in long conversations, and do not do this with DX calls, but you might say my name is, so name sounds like this. You do that again. N-A-M-E. But just to confuse matters, sometimes they don't say name, they say op, meaning operator. And an op sounds like this. O, name and op. And quite often they're interested, you know, the sort of thing you talk about, what your rig is and so on, and what the weather is. And the code for weather is WX. I guess it's the same X as in DX, meaning something you don't know. So W and X. Oops. Another thing that is a possible source of confusion is the word for is, and the words for and. So is is IS. Okay, so name is. Name is. To make things even more confusing, nobody sends AND as A-N-D, but they use E-S, and I don't know why. Maybe it's quicker. E-S. That means AND. Means AND. Means AND. So is and is and meaning and not. Okay. So that's is and a few of the Q codes, best 73 and so on. So how do you actually finish the call? Well, you'll see if you write it down and you do A and R for Alfa Romeo, when you write it down, because the letters run into each other, then you write a little line on the top, like just a horizontal line over the two letters. So AR is the kind of end of session. AR. But you don't send it like. You send it like this. AR. And then finally, at the absolute end, and again there's a controversy as to whether you are sending, it's always two letters joined together, whether it's VA, Victor Alpha, or SK, Sierra Kilo, or Silent Key. And just listen, if you can, just listen to VA. And then listen to SK. And damn me, it's the same. So, and then you do that at the end, and if it is a DX call, then what I usually do in my macros is just do a quick thank you, and I use T for Tango, U for Uniform. T, U. And then he will possibly come back with just this. And that's the last you'll hear from the DX station. And it's reasonable for you to do. Because you're humans and you're communicating, you're not using a digital protocol. So you say, thank you. Oops. Da, 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 da. And then you'll go. And you go, and that's it. It is actually an E, and an E back. It's not a T, it's an E. Thank you. E, E. Okay, so that's a little bit. We're just coming up to 15 minutes. So we've done non-directional beacons, November Delta Bravo, 73, why best 73 sounds so good. Whoa. Do that again. Best 73. D, E, K, K, N, some Q codes. Is. And E, S, meaning and. And how to end it. Okay, so any requests, please, to G0SFJ, send for Johnny at amsat.org. Thank you. Bye-bye.